Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save the world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
live. Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop living.
When we can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Live for life. Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
See, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live, but who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Yeah, to save our world. Yeah, save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined to die.
want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Rashid Salam, engineer for tonight's show of Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. We want to welcome you back, and we're back at our regular time after Ramadan, and our program is designed tonight to provide the listening audience with an interactive conversation on effective parenting. Our particular episode tonight will focus on developing leadership skills in children, and our listeners are invited to bring questions as well as share their parenting experiences to the Learning Lab. This is an exciting time, an opportunity for us to begin to learn more about each other, our children, our grandchildren, and so forth and so on. But at the same time, we want to get to know each other better. So tonight, we're going to have our host for tonight's show come on, and that is Mark Shaheed. Assalamu alaikum, Mark Shaheed. How are you today?
Alaikum assalam. Rashid Salam. I'm doing just great. And to Khalila Akbar, our co-host, and to our very distinguished, esteemed radio listening audience here at IWDM Radio. As always, I'd like to begin with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ashhadu ila ilaha illallah wa la sharika lahu. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise and thanks belongs to Allah, the nourisher, the sustainer, the guardian, evolver of all systems of knowledge. We witness that there is none to be served nor worshipped except for one, Allah alone, and that he has no partners nor associates. We further witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, to whom the Quran was revealed in the blessed month of Ramadan, is indeed the seal of the prophets. He is Allah's humble servant and noble and generous messenger, and what follows in that salute to the honorable messenger. And so I'd like to say that we want to welcome our radio listening audience back again, as you just said, Rashid Salam, after the blessed month of Ramadan. And we pray and hope that everyone had a blessed Ramadan and that it was accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're glad to be back on our regular time here. And we want to welcome all of our radio listening audience, those that have been with us for a while, and those who may be with us tonight and all. And so this is the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, Rashid. And so we had a very, very, time off from the book that we have, and going to give you an opportunity, Rashid, and to reintroduce our book and where we left off at. And we are looking forward to our very distinguished and esteemed co-host, Dr. Patricia Saudin, to return next week, which will be the 24th, inshallah, God willing. We pray that she had a wonderful time there with her daughter and son-in-law there in Medina, and she's been gone for at least 2 months, a little bit better than 2 months now. So, inshallah, we look for her return next week. But so at this time, Rashid Salam, I'm going to, before we do that, we also want to let our radio listening audience know that these two learning labs, the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab and also the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, do have a foundation. And that foundation has four vital components, four sources that we utilize for disseminating information and education. Number one is Al-Quran. Al-Quran is the final revelation for all of humanity. That's first and foremost. Number two, the life example of the Prophet in living the Quran, which is very, very important. And that's Prophet Muhammad. We say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the prayers and peace be upon him. Number three is the tafsir of Imam Warithuddin Muhammad. Tafsir is the clear explanation by Imam Muhammad of the Quran and also the life example of the Prophet Muhammad. Prayers and peace be upon him. And number four is social science. Social science, where there have been study on everything in creation, including social behavior, the social behavior of human beings. And so those are the four vital components that comprise the foundation in which we disseminate information and also education. So we want you to know that that is a solid foundation that we disseminate information and education. Also, just to remind you that we have, as Imam Muhammad have instructed us, that in definition is direction, and since that time I've added correction, we've given a very simplistic but a very profound definition when it comes to parenting. We say parenting is the process of nurturing and cultivating not only the physical, but the moral, the emotional, the rational, the intellectual, the social, and the spiritual development of our children from infanthood to adulthood. This is a big role and responsibility that both parents have, and we want to dismiss the misnomer and misconception and perception that this is a role and responsibility of the mother only. No, it is the role of the mother and the father in terms of nurturing and cultivating these vital components that comprise the holistic human being. Also, we also want it to be known that a staple that we have established is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the first teacher of his human creation. But when birth comes to earth, he's given that role and responsibility to the mother, not only for our baby girls, but our baby boys. And the role and responsibility of both is to raise the children up to become leaders and to exemplify leadership qualities, first and foremost for themselves, then their family, then their community. And we say, inshallah, God willing, that having that way of thinking and conscious and regardful of our role and responsibility and accountability, the obligation that we owe to our children, that some world leaders can and will emerge from that way of parenting. We also want it to be known that it is the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prayers and peace be upon the Prophet, that have said that paradise lies at the foot of the mother. Many, many interpretations of that, but she would have the honor and distinction of being the first caretaker and the first teacher in giving foundational knowledge to our baby girls and our baby boys. And so it always has become a tradition here on the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab to have somewhat of an overview. And I don't know if Rashid Salah, if you are able to give an overview of anything that we have covered before in the past. But at this time, I'm going to turn it over to our very distinguished, esteemed co-host, Rashid Salam. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mark, when it comes to this program, Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, I'll always have something to say, okay? But I do want a comment on a beautiful book that we are utilizing currently to bring in some insight on the problem of peer orientation and help us map out plans for its solutions. This book is called Hold On to Your Children, Why Parents Need to Matter More Than Their Peers. It's written by Gordon Newfield, who's a PhD, and Gabor Maté. They're talking about raising our children in this digital world that we currently live in, and it's a bold book. You know, it states a real problem that we are experiencing when it comes to peer orientation, and it also provides us with suggestions, some serious suggestions, on how we can improve our children's future. It has original insights, parent-child attachments, how parents can restore those particular attachments and revitalize the family unit and rekindle some of the issues that we have as parents that we have lost based on the socialization, as you talked about, the social science which affects our behavior. These simple ideas and steps that in this particular book gives us an opportunity to utilize the Quran as a resource, as a tool to get to the bottom of some of the problems that we're now experiencing. But the thing that caught my attention, Mark, more than anything else, it gave an example early on in the book when we were talking about a few. We only went through about 1.5 chapters. But it talked about action has a meaning in relationships. Without understanding relationships, action at any level will only breed conflict. You know, so the understanding of relationships is infinitely more important than the search for any particular plan of action. And so as the book starts off, it talks about the problem that parents were having with their young men and their young women where they were just not able to communicate properly with those particular children. And in today's world, you know, we always have problems with our children where we can't grasp the awareness and what's taking place in their lives. So this challenge of creating a relationship with our children is really truly important in our developmental stages, where we try to allow our children to reach their destiny, allow our children to be independent, self-motivated, most motivated, but we lose them in their mindful thinking that they think they know something because the world and their peers have really captured their imagination and also has put us in a situation where we can't function. One of the key elements in the book, you know, it talks about this detachment theory and how to re-implement that attachment, conscious attachment, that one has towards their relationship with their children and how to shape that relationship. And it talks about the attachment as we try to pursue the closeness and the connection physically, behaviorally, emotionally, and psychologically with our children. This material world has provided a what I call a bar where we can't talk to, we can't communicate with. We don't have a conscious means and ways of attaching ourselves back with our children. And so we are at that particular section in the book where it talks about ways that we can attach. It talks about the senses, talks about the sameness, it talks about the feelings that we have and the significance, the belonging, the loyalty that children have because of the attachment that they have with their mothers or their fathers. That attachment, Mark, what this digital world has to come into our children's life and our family life, and by us not being aware of those particular things, we tend to always want to tell them, what's wrong with you? Well, nothing's wrong with them, but something happened. Well, what happened is our job as mature adults. It's our job to find out what this intense detachment that has taken place in our lives with our children have caused our parents to be frustrated, caused our parents to be hurt. A feeling of betrayal has participated in their lives, you know. So I really, Mark, I really have enjoyed reading this particular book, and the power of the parent is slipping away, you know, and that's what's happening. That spontaneous authority that you thought you had no longer exists because you allowed your children to participate in this world without proper guidance, without proper understanding, and also without the ability to understand the little known secret called digital. What has it done to our children? You know, it really has done to our children are really, really evasive. Their irrational behavior, irrational thinking, impatient, impulsive, and sometimes, as we read in the book in the early stages, become violent towards you mentally and abusively in the ways that are just not proper for a child to speak to their parents. So these errors in judgment that we experience, we need to get that attachment back. We need to really understand what's taking place in our children's lives and kind of find an ability to reach them children by sitting down having dinner, sitting down getting in conversation, sitting down with our children to reproduce that move that we had in our homes at the early age where we lost it from 0 to 7, when we had them really tight with us, but we got the 7 to 14, as we always talk about in our program, they began to be shaped and formed by something other than you. So when you know how to focus on and approach the efforts that are required, then that skewed behavior now becomes a thing that we need to get back to. So that's where we are, Mark, at that particular stage of the book. We got to reclaim our proper roles as nurturers and mentors to establish that, reestablish, that relationship which has been weakened or lost, and we have to do some homework. And that's what this program is all about, providing us with those little tools that we need to understand what we forgot, what we thought was something else, and by not being involved in our children's life, we have found it very difficult to communicate, and our children are running rampant, and it's shameful, and it's something that we need to concentrate on. So that's basically the part that we thought about. We got this. We had the section 2 where it says skewed attachment has subverted instincts, and that's where we are right now, my brother.
I want to say takbir, Allah wa Akbar. And for those who just hearing this takbir, it means that the glory belongs to Allah. And we say God is greater, bigger, and more important than anything that we can know and even imagine. And alhamdulillah, that the praise and the thanks belongs to God first and foremost. I want to just commend Rashid Salam, always excellent commentary and overview. As we've been away from this outstanding production that we have, that we're using as a resource book here on the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. You know, Rashid, you said a mouthful in terms of the type of relationship that it is that we are to have with our children. We cannot ignore, as you so eloquently articulated, the age and stage of what our children are and where we should be with them in terms of relating to them and the needs that they have, the rights that they have, and the obligation as parents that we have to our children in terms of the imprinting stage of the 0 to 7, the 8 to 14, whereas those are the modeling years that our children are looking for models, and the parents being the natural role models. And from 16 all the way up, from 15 all the way up to 21, where we have the socializing stage, and when our role and responsibility is supposed to be there. And to know that we are to play with our children and we are to help clock discipline in them. I'm not talking about beating them or anything. We're talking about self-discipline, to teach them to adapt, good manners and all of those things, and being a good model for them. And then, you know, to be a good friend to them. Yes, I said that, to be a good friend. And so, you know, the old way of thinking, I don't play with children, and you never play with children. If you were a parent, had that old, as I said, arcade-type way of thinking, no, you need to rethink today if that has been a tradition in your family in terms of not playing with your children in the age and stage that they are in their world and they play world, so they can begin to learn rules and regulations, but to know how to play with others and all. You have a big role and responsibility in that, and then you also have a big role and responsibility for modeling for your child, you know, what they should actually be thinking and what they should be doing, in terms of courtesy and respect and all of those things that will live inside of them and be a part of them for the rest of their life and giving them a good start. And then after that, you be their friend in the socializing stage, and they will readily accept that only if, in fact, that you really be with them in those first two stages, which are the formative years, and help bring some formation to their life. And oftentimes our children are really missing this, and especially our African-American children, you know, the Sister Learning Lab, which is the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, is vitally important too, because they actually help to produce the family life. And so to have that be conscious, regardful of the role and responsibility that we owe to our children is paramount. We cannot underscore it. So, Rashid, let's reintroduce the name, the title of this outstanding publication and the author and all. And let's pick up where we left off a little over a month ago in the topic that we have for tonight. And we want to say to our radio listening audience that Rashid and I, we are very much aware of the fact that we have many of you listening by way of the internet, and you may have a question or comment, and we do welcome your question and your comment, and we do ask that you have to call into the studio. That number is 714-816-4673. Once again, area code 714-816-4673, and press 1. Rashid Salam will inform you, got your hand in the air, you want to ask a question, or you want to make a comment, or maybe what you hear Rashid Salam or myself say will resonate with you. And we would love to hear from you to give us the greetings. We haven't talked to you in quite some time, and we love to hear from you. You can press 1. And make your comment or ask your question, or just let us know what you're hearing tonight is resonating with you. We would love to hear from you, and you press 1. And those that's already in have called in, and you can press 1 if you have a question and comment. So at this time, Rashid Salam, let's reintroduce the book, authors, and also the topic that we'll be discussing tonight. And we do invite the radio listening audience to press 1 at any time and ask your question or make your comment. Rashid?
Yes, sir. Mark, the book is called Hold On to Your Children, Why Parents Need to Matter More Than Their Peers, written by Gordon Newfield and Gabor Maté. Both are, one's a PhD and one's a medical doctor. And the chapter that we're going to kind of focus in on is subverted instincts, skewed attachments. And, you know, I think we take for granted, Mark, that we're not creatures of attachment. Whether we are aware of it or not, Mark, we are creatures of attachment, knowingly or unknowingly. And we have this behavior pattern with each other, where we have when our children have an affair with someone. If they don't have an affair with you, they have an affair with someone else. So historically, in this unprecedented time, we are having social issues, cultural issues, health issues, that child-parent attachment. And, you know, when you think about attachment, it is the core of our being. By not having that conscious attachment, Mark, we have this difficulty trying to communicate with our children. And it's called relationship. You know, we talk about relationship or social functions. By us not knowing it, because we get all hung up in the economics, we get hung up in the culture situation, we get hung up in politics and education, and we kind of lose sight of that initial attachment that mother had with that child when she was born, that five senses. They looked up and saw mama. They touched mother. They it was fed. The groceries came from mother. You know, all that emotional contact we had with that mother, we lose it as time goes on because of the vicissitudes of life. And so that's what's happening when they talk about skewed attachments and these subverted instincts that we just took for granted and not knowing that these patterns have an effect. You know, time has an effect on your emotions. So by not paying attention to your child, that child fears you don't want to be bothered with them anymore. When you tell you, oh, go watch TV, or leave me alone, I'm tired, talk to you later, That's that emotional detachment that begins to happen right before your eyes, and you don't even know it because you're not aware how important that relationship physically is with that child. So they form a chemical disposition in their brain on detaching themselves from you. If you're not going to give me what I want, I'm going to get it from someplace else. That's the concept. That's the chapter we're on, behavior problem.
You know, that's you know, it's an excellent point that you're actually making, as that we are created as social beings. I mean, really social beings, and the need to be attached is vitally important. You know, we have used an acronym. It's a simple acronym, and we also, because this is a learning lab, we do recommend that you bring your pencil, sharp pencil, that is, and an ink pen, notebook to the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. It's the same for the courtship and marriage, and take some good notes. We have used the acronym CAN, C-A-N, to the point, very short points that Rashid Salam is actually making in terms of attachment, and instead of being unattached to our children. All children, that's both our baby girls and our baby boys, our children, just human beings, just in general, but particularly our children, they have to feel connected. That's what the C stands for, is connected. And the A in the word can, it's a simple three-letter word, is the A represents they have to feel accepted, and the N, that they have to be nurtured. This is very important, because if, in fact, that they don't feel connected, they feel abandoned, you know. So we don't want our children to have that feeling, because that conjures certain emotions in our children, you know, in terms of abandonment. I don't know that if anybody in the radio listening audience had a childhood like that. We pray a lot that they didn't, but perhaps you know of someone where as a day, where didn't feel connected or attached, or attachment. And the A represents accepted, but the opposite of that is rejected. Oh, boy, you're talking about what type of emotions does that conjure up in a child that feels rejected. And then the N is nurtured. And so we look at the opposite of that, where it is abuse. And don't think in terms of, when you think about abuse, just physical abuse, there is psychological abuse, there's emotional abuse, social abuse, and all that affects the spirituality of that child, and all, and oftentimes that leads or drives them to the streets to try to get what they're supposed to get in the first social unit. The first social unit, which is a sacred institution of family. So the big role and responsibility that we have as parents, it comes into play in terms of connecting, accepting, and nurturing, as you heard in the prelude that I give each and every Wednesday here on the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. And what that actually does, you know, Rashid Salam, is terms of forming what we call bond, a bonding. And the acronym for that is built on natural development and nurturing the growth of the relationship of a social attachment, because we are social creatures. Very, very important. You know, I was speaking with Khalilah Akbar earlier today and was speaking about the importance of our children, you know, and relationship with our children actually getting hugs. Here's another golden nugget, if you can use it. Hugs help us grow strong. H-U-G-S. Hugs help us grow strong. Social scientists have actually studied this and said that children and every human being need at least 4 hugs a day. And I can see that, especially with children. They help us grow strong. And if you're an educator, you can generally tell those children that where they come from homes where they have not been hugged and have not been hugged for a long time, you see. So it gives psychological and emotional support. It helps to build the self-esteem of the child, you understand. When they get those hugs really say something. They're very, very important. In terms of self-esteem, the regard that they have for themselves, and the value, how they value themselves because of their parents, their family, others, friends, and all, value them. The hugs are actually give and send that type of message to our children, and then it's a difference between those children that receive that and those children that don't receive that. So the points that you're making are very, very sharp points in terms of the bonding, and you want to be able to build on what naturally develops in that, in nurturing the growth of our children. Very, very important, and these things that seem like insignificant are very, very significant. It's a sign if I can see it, and that's why it is significant in that regard. So the authors, in terms of what are they actually saying, and we can have a discussion on that. And by the way, I want to say to those of you who just tuned in late, you are listening to IWDM Radio, and you're listening to the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab with Rashid Salam and Mark Shaheed tonight, as we're back after the blessed month of Ramadan at our regular time. And please, you know, don't hesitate or deliberate in terms of pressing one if you have a question or comment, or you just like to let us know that what you're hearing is resonating with you tonight. Rashid, what are the authors saying here on this topic? And we can have a little discussion, if you would, please.
Yes, sir. Mark, one of the key elements here that they talk about is basically the behavior. You know, we talked about natural versus normal, you know, and so they kind of hone in on that just a little bit. Talk about the frustration,
okay,
the hurt and the rejection and the betrayal of our children. And they talk about children in competition with their parents when it comes to relationships. You know, peer relationship is in competition with the adult relationship. And it gets into some of those attachments. As I said, we're having affairs with our friends and relatives. They also have affairs with you. Now, where do you fit in right there? Do you ignore them, as you talked about? Did you hug them, as you shared? You know, I look at hug as help of God, because it's basically what we need. We need some help. But the social functioning, they talk about the psychological realm. Sometimes we don't realize there's a psychological attachment when it comes to relationships and a social function. And you know, this attachment brings about closeness and connection. You talked about hugs. There we go. Physically, behaviorally, emotionally, psychologically, in this material world, there's an invisible yet fundamental existence, and that is relationship, attachment. A family cannot be a family without it. If we ignore it, if we ignore this particular law, we are in trouble. We are creatures, as we said before, of attachment, whether we are aware of it or not. And I say this, Mark, you know, that whole focus in on we need to reclaim our parenting roles, the proper parenting roles, meaning that we need just as much as help as our children need. We need to,
yes,
we need to historically, these times that we live in right now, we are fighting against the erosion of society. We're fighting against, you know, the one of the main issues is that digital network that we're dealing with. Our children are totally and completely attached to TikTok, Facebook, you know, phones. That, you know, and you know, I say this, I talked about this in my class today, Mark. There's a rhythm that our brain waves go through, brainwave rhythm. It kind of goes together. But when that algorithm comes, which comes from this technology, it interferes with that normal thinking that we have, and we don't think the same anymore. We don't act the same anymore, and we don't experience the same things anymore. So this attachment is the core of who we are, but we let those currents, those vibrations that are not positive, when they're negative vibration, everything comes in pairs. And there are a positive vibration. If we don't concentrate on that interference that's taking place between the television and all this technology, what they're saying here, we avoid these particular things that allow you the opportunity to get emotionally involved with your children. So that's the topic of this paragraph that they're talking about. That skewed instinct by not increasing the awareness of what went wrong. Like we said, don't say what's wrong. What happened to them? Well, we're talking about it. these particular things are happening right before our eyes every day. We have these skewed relationships with our children, and we just let it pass without finding, hey, let's have a conversation. We don't do that anymore. We just like
yes.
We're afraid of our children because they're in the world and you're not in the world with them, so you don't even know how to communicate with them. Once again, you
yes,
go with that
yes.
way.
Yes. You know, Rashid, I think this is, you know, bringing up very important points in terms of communication. You know, we have done past years, particularly on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, but also here on the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, in terms of communication, there's always a sender and there's always a receiver. And the parent, we have said, you're the parent, have to wear different hats at different times, ages, and stages of our children's life, where they have to be the host. They have to be a gracious host. They have to say something, you understand, to generate conversation, communication, to be able to get information from our children, and to for them to know that we actually care. Here is another, I think, outstanding word that, you know, it's a word colleges have used in the learning labs, where you have compassion, you show appreciation and respect, should be evident in your communication with your children. But it's so very important that we don't have in social science what we call interference, interference of that communication from the sender to the receiver. So it's important to know that to wear the hat of the host is to make our children feel warm and also accepted and all in our communication, because we are the adult and because we have to be consciously regardful that we have to initiate that. And in a lot of cases where our children just don't talk to us or won't talk to us and everything, we have to be skillful in igniting communication with our children. Very, very important. And to make sure that we do it in an environment where there's not interference, where there's that noise. And I'm talking about creating that type of environment, you know, like a one-on-one environment. Oftentimes we can do that. That is a technique that has been tried and proven to get good results. Oftentimes it can be as simplistic as a family dinner sitting down, and you establish rules and regulations where we're not bringing these cell phones to the table, no cell phones to the table. We're not going on TikTok and all the other things, Facebook, and we're not accepting calls. There have to be family time where this is for reserved for family, and we have to prioritize this, Rashid Salam, which is very, very important. It can't be the individualistic thing that the society oftentimes promote, which is detrimental to the bonding, being able to build on what naturally develops and nurturing the growth of the communication and keeping the attachment together in terms of family life. We have to really emphasize the importance, the significance of family life. And we have to strengthen our children's mind and thinking, the emotions, you understand, where they love to be with family. It has to be fun times at times, too, to have that balance and everything. Whereas our children grow up with us and we grow up with them. Yeah, I said it. Yeah. Whereas we grow up with them in these vital stages of their life. And oftentimes we are divorced from that role and responsibility because I think that you were inferring that sometimes even the parent, you understand, is
right.
sidetracked. And they also, I want to go further and say they're misprioritized too. And oftentimes they are sidetracked in terms of other things that they're giving their time to more so than what they should be given the most of their time to. You know, this is an investment that we make in our children, because we want a good return in our children. And those that have invested and been able to have the means to invest in stock or whatever the investment, we do a little research in that, hopefully, and we make good investments because we're looking for a good return. Well, this investment that I'm talking about is in terms of time, and it's a non-redeemable thing that we can ever get back. So if we miss the opportunity to invest time, but just not time, it has to be, it should be, it is quality time with our children. Very, very important. We have to create those moments in the first social institution, which is family life. It is a sacred institution that Almighty God has established for the growth and development of family life. This is very, very important. So to make that investment that's non-redeemable, you know, you can invest money and you can lose money a lot of time in investment as opposed to making money, but it's redeemable. Maybe you made a bad investment this time, but you can get more money and then make a good investment and get a good return, but you don't get time back. It comes and it goes. It comes and then it goes. And then you can actually lose and waste time when you don't understand the importance of time, the age and stage of our children, and what our role, what our responsibility is, and you can never recapture time because once it comes, and then it's go. You know, there's an old philosophical saying, Rashid, today is the tomorrow that we thought about yesterday. Today is the tomorrow that we thought about yesterday. So which is saying that time is continuously flowing and flowing and flowing and all. But for us to be conscious of regard for as parents as to where we're supposed to be and what it is our most precious commodity, our most valuable commodity when it comes to children, Rashid, is our time and the time that we invest in them.
Yes.
Because we should be looking for a good return in our children.
Yes.
And this is why I think that many parents actually fail to do, because they have misprioritized in terms of the time that they spend with other things as opposed to our children. Nothing more important at that point.
Absolutely.
So, Rashid, do we have any callers who want to encourage you to press 1, please? If what you're hearing tonight is resonating with you, press 1. And, you know, since we are talking about attachment, we're talking about social bond, we're talking about connecting, accepting, and nurturing and all, my question to our radio listener is, did you have that type of social environment in which you came up in? Or as a parent, did you try to provide that for your children because you realize how valuable it is, you know, that you wanted to make sure that that was a good bonding that actually took place. And I remember years ago where parents actually made sacrifices, you know, when they began to have children and have a family life. You know, you really only it becomes a family when you begin to have children. You see, you have the sacred institution of marriage, but then once you begin to produce children, now it becomes family life. And oftentimes the mother would sacrifice her time if she was a working mother. Now you understand she was a stay-at-home mother. She provided the care, mother care. And I want to say no daycare can replace mother care. Yes, I said it. You tell them I said it. No daycare can replace mother care. When that mother's conscious regard for her role and responsibility, that bonding, what we have said in the prelude, when birth comes to earth, the Creator have given her that honor and distinction to be the first teacher and leader for our baby girls and our baby boys. And so you take your child to a daycare, there's other babies that's there. I'm not saying that they're not good daycare. And you might say, well, I have to, and I need to work, you know. But I think that we should look at some of those things that we did in yesteryear, if you would, and how good it was. And we saw the difference in the type of child that we was able to raise up because of mother care and because even of breastfeeding, given the natural milk that it comes from the mother's body to our children, as opposed to formulas that now they made, and who knows how many, but none of them can equal to what the Creator has for the child. And even today, the 21st century, is still the mother's breast milk. And we're talking about bonding, and science have showed in all, if they studied children, you understand, that had that type of socialization in their life, being a lot better than those, you understand, that was raised up on a formula of Similac or Infamil. Those just the ones I know, but I know they got different ones now. So, Rashid, do we have any hands in the air? Press one. We'd like to hear from you, even if what you're hearing is resonating with you tonight. Press 1, come into the queue, ask a question, make a comment, or just let us know that you are tuned in, you're listening in. This is a benefit to you and all. We would love to hear from you. Rashid, any hands in the air at this point?
Not at this point, Mark. You know, when, you know, I just want to stress this one particular point. We're talking about you, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we're not... You know, some of us have children, some of us have grandchildren, we have cousins, nieces, nephews, and this is about us, on what's happening to us and what's happening to the community. Our children are devoid of proper care, and I think you made a very a great point, Mark, when you said, you know, we didn't have to go to the Snooks to get no Similac. The mother came with their groceries already when she was born, and we got away from that, you know. You have to go to the store and get no groceries, man. You know, that baby came out looking for them groceries. Mama had it all the whole time. But I just want to say this, Mark, since there are no hands raised, let us set up next week. I want to talk about the six ways of attaching that we need to reattach ourselves to our children, that we have this what they call detachment theory taking place. You know, I'm going to give the title, but I'm just going to give one sentence from each one of these paragraphs so we can understand what's taking place. Reattach ourselves, we have to deal with our senses. It says physical proximity is the goal of the first way of attachment. The child needs to sense the person he is attached to. Bam. Male, sight. Wow. That's the five senses. God gave us that. We came here with those particular tools. The other one is talking about sameness, being the same. The second way of attaching is usually what child seeks to be like those she feels or he feels close to. That's a powerful
Say that one again, if you would, Rashid, the second one again, if you would.
It says sameness, being the same. Oh. It says child seeks to be like those she or he feels closest to, because the attachment through sameness is identification. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
Sometimes we really forgot that we thought we knew, but we really didn't know we didn't know. And life will do that to you. Life, things that we go through in life, we forget how important it is to attach to our children. The third one, belonging and loyalty. I mean, to be close to someone is to consider that that person is of one's own self. They feel, you know, attached to you. I belong in. I mean, he's attached to mommy or daddy or a teddy bear or whatever it may be. It's up to you what you want to be attached to, because they're going to attach themselves to something or somebody. So don't let peer pressure interfere with that, because it creates conflict. So that's the third one. The fourth one is significance. You know, we know the significance, which means that if we feel we matter to somebody. They want to feel like, you know, if human nature to be close to what we value. They want to be significant. They want to make sure you're important. You pick up the telephone nowadays, child is in that room, it's going to interrupt you, start talking, getting in the way. Why? Because you're not showing them that significance that they need. I don't care who you're talking to, children will always interfere with you when you're on the telephone. It's just a natural thing they do. Because, you know, all the time. What's your telephone? You know what I'm saying? You get no attention. And then the other two markers, one is feeling. Emotion.
Well, I didn't understand that. You're breaking up just a little bit there. I just want to let you know. Yeah, so give that an again, if you would, a little clearer, a little louder, if you would, please. Thank you.
But that feeling, that's where we are right now. We're talking about feeling.
Okay.
Children need to have a warm feeling, a loving feeling, and an affectionate feeling at all times, because that particular feeling allows them to be emotionally intimate with the person who's given it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then the last one, and we can have this discussion next week, so those who are on the line, please come back prepared to have this discussion with us, is being known. The first sign of this this is the final way of attaching to your parent. They want to be known. They want to feel like they're somebody. They want to feel that, you know, this attachment gives them a sense of being accepted or a sense of being who they are psychologically. It is the pursuit of closeness. A child will share all his secrets when they feel that they're known and you have that feeling for them. That gives them the what we call the ability to have that conversation and the closeness and comfort to make them feel good because they know who they are. And you have given them that through the nurturing that you've done over the time period that you had them, this dynamic and crucial thing that takes place with our children. We have to be conscious, Mark. We have to reclaim that proper role. We have to understand that children will be devoid of those things, these six particular things, if you don't pay attention to them.
That's right.
You got to pay
That's
attention.
Right.
I just want to say that for those who are currently getting on the line and those who want to come back next week, this program, Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, and what you say, Mark, too, we got to reconstruct what the destructive aspect of what we thought we were doing.
Yeah. Well, years ago, going on 8 years this year, we're 7 years in all, you know, just sitting and, just in quiet, or in other words, as Imam Muhammad said, we can all go into our cave and just meditating, just thinking, you know, at that time we already, with Allah's help, of course, had established the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. And so, you know, I knew that there was a missing component because you have to grow up. You know, we don't have babies getting married to other babies, you know, and all, but you have to grow up. And so it just, you know, it just came to me that we should have something in terms of this other sacred institution, which is the first social institution in human society, which is family life. And so in meditation, I never forget, it always happens seemingly for me early in the morning, you know, where it's quiet, you make your Salatul Fajr and sometimes just sit. I would just sit in meditation and just think, and it seemed like it just flows, whereas Allah can actually inspire you. And some of you may can resonate with that, whereas that Allah can inspire you. And it's like, it came how important parenting really is and the role and responsibility that parents have. And then even looking at this 21st century in terms of how the family is actually constructed, whether it's functioning in accordance with God's will and plan, or not functioning or dysfunctioning. And so obviously, you know, it didn't take much for me to come and have realized the words are in an I-Z-E. It's a play on the word eyes, to have realized that, no, the family life has been damaged. There has been destruction in family life. So I was able to put together with Allah's help and inspiration that we should have something as a learning lab regarding parenting and family reconstruction. you know, knowing and understanding. And this was the inspiration that I got from the Quran. You see, when you read what it is that God says, it has words, a container of ideas and concepts, but they also are containers of a spirit, of a spirit. And that's what inspired me to bring about, initiate the parenting, excuse me, and family reconstruction learning lab, you know, that we have today, that's 7 years plus and still growing strong here on IWDM Radio. So I hope that we all have that same vision to understand and realize how important parenting is, and especially wherever we are locally, we're looking at news nationally, internationally, and we should see that in many cases, these are young people that are misguided, misdirected, and what social environment did they come from? And so they actually had biological parents, but did they have a conscious, regardful mother and father in their life? In most cases, they didn't. So they're misdirected and they're misguided. And so this learning lab is designed, you understand, to keep that attachment that we've been talking about tonight and forming the bonding, so we be able to build on what naturally should develop and nurturing the growth of our children and their relationship to our parents. So, Rashid, you know, we're right at that point. Maybe I think a minute or so over. Want to give you the last word in closing remarks, and before we get ready to go into our next production in terms of the MGM Roundtable, the Muslim Global Message Roundtable. Want to just give you just a minute for your closing remarks, if you would, please. And you've already told our radio listening audience what they can expect next week, and we'll be looking for the return of Dr. Patricia Salah-Uddin here on the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. Rashid?
Yes, sir, Mark. I'm going to be real brief with this. As you know, I teach trauma and anger management and conflict resolution. What I do know about what's happening in society today, there's a mental health issue that's disproportionate throughout the country, not only in our community, but also throughout this whole country and, matter of fact, throughout this world. We have to begin to realize that we must pay attention or give more attention to who we are as individuals and families, and also provide tools and resources, and this is what this program is all about. You know, the hysteria, the attention deficit disorder, the hopelessness, and, you know, the thing, Mark, that really bothers me is the non-conscious thought process in our young people. And that comes from the very same things that we're talking about tonight, that detachment, what they call detachment theory. We need to begin to attach ourselves back to our family. And how can we build community life if we don't build family life? I just want to say that, Mark. Thank you so much.
Alhamdulillah. And that's excellent closing remarks by Rashid Salam. So we want to thank our radio listening audience first and foremost that have tuned in to the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. And hopefully you were able to take some good notes tonight, and that you'll come back with us next week, next Wednesday. And we're anticipating the return of our very distinguished esteemed co-host, Dr. Patricia Salah-Uddin. And all, and Rashid Salam also will be here, inshallah, with yours truly, Mark Shaheed. And a special thanks go to Rashid Salam, as he has done an outstanding job in sitting in for Dr. Patricia Salah-Uddin. We actually value him and the insight and wisdom that he shares each and every Wednesday here on the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. And we want to say to you, please stick and stay. Please don't stray away, because we're going to take a pause for the cause. But when we come back, it will be the MGM Roundtable. That's the Muslim Global Message Roundtable. And we have some very distinguished, esteemed guests that will be representing this year's 2024, the New Medina Retreat. So stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to IWDM Radio, and you're listening to the MGM Roundtable. That's the Muslim Global Message Roundtable. And as always, before each and every production, I like to begin with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa la sharika lahu. Wa shahadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. That is with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All the praise and thanks belongs to Allah, the nourisher, the sustainer, the guardian evolver of all systems of knowledge. We witness that there is none to be served nor worshipped except for one, Allah alone, and that he has no partners nor associates in his rule. We further witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, to whom the Quran was revealed in the blessed month of Ramadan, is indeed the seal of the prophets, and he is Allah's humble servant and his noble and generous messenger. And what follows in that excellent salutation, the prayers and peace be upon the prophet. I am Mark Shaheed. I'm the host and the producer of the MGM Roundtable. That is the Muslim Global Message Roundtable that is heard nationally and internationally. And want to extend the greetings of peace, the peace that only Almighty God, Allah, can give. And it becomes an obligation on the giver as well as the recipient of that greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum. I want to welcome my radio listening audience to the MGM Roundtable as we've been away for a month in the blessed month of Ramadan. We pray and hope that you had a blessed Ramadan, a peaceful Ramadan, a successful Ramadan, an accepting Ramadan from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who prescribed this for us and everything, and that you actually have seen and witnessed the blessings that you have derived from being an obedient servant and fasting in the blessed month of Ramadan, and the month in which the Quran came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And those of you who tune in each and every Wednesday, know I'd like to bring and present to you very distinguished, esteemed guests inside our community. Our community is the community of Imam Warithuddin Muhammad, also outside of our community, and topics that are pertinent to us as a community, and looking to do more in 2024. I will entertain certain topics that I think are very pertinent to us as a community. I want to say no less tonight, as I'm so very, very honored to have representatives of this year's 2024 New Medina Retreat there in New Medina, Mississippi. This is one of the entities that's been a long-going entity, even when our beloved leader and teacher, Imam Warithuddin Muhammad, was with us, is still growing strong there in New Medina. So with no further ado, I'd like to extend the greetings of peace that only God can give. Assalamu alaikum. Please make sure that the mics are open, Imam.
All the mics are open.
Assalamu alaikum to our guests, Imam Makia Ukta, Sister Ukta, and Sister Ali. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Okay, there we go. Talk to me. You're live here on WDM Radio. Alhamdulillah. Imam Makia Ukta, are you there?
Oh, yes, sir, I am. Here I am.
Okay, there you go. Okay, don't mute yourself there because we won't be able to hear you there. I want to say to all of you, I'm honored to have you here with me on the MGM Roundtable, the Muslim Global Message Roundtable, as this roundtable is for, I'd like to say, movers and shakers in our community that's making a difference in our community, obviously, and this is one of the longest entities that we've had in the community, Imam W.D. Muhammad, the New Medina Retreat. And so, Brother Imam, I want to say that Imam Mikhail Ukta is Associate Imam, Assistant Imam there with Imam Alvin Sharif for many years. And you also the PR person, the Public Relations Director there, and have done a great job in terms of promoting the New Medina Retreat. So I'm going to start with you, Brother Imam, and give you the honor of introducing the two co-chairs for this year's 2024 New Medina Retreat. And I want to just once again welcome you and your wife and Sister Ali to the MGM Roundtable. Assalamu alaikum. Once again, welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. We begin, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, with the name Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We witness openly, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, that there is no God except Allah. Wahdahu la sharika lah, he is one, alone, having no partners. And we openly witness that Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we say, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. We witness that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, he is the messenger of Allah And he is Khatama Nabiin. He is the seal of the prophets. Brother Mark, we're so delighted to be with you again. You brought back to my mind the fresh memories of the New Medina retreat when we broadcast it from New Medina and you hosted it. You remember that?
Yes, that was a few years back. Alhamdulillah, it was the praise and thanks belongs to God for having that opportunity there in New Medina. I would say out of all my travels, it's one of the most pleasant and delightful places, experiences, and you know, we really want to promote it this year. Those who never have gone, it is quite a treat. Yes, sir, I do email Makia Ufta, and just for, as we say, the hospitality that was extended to me, it always will be precious memories that I always will embody for the rest of my life. So thank you so much. Alhamdulillah.
Ameen. Well, this evening, we have the distinct pleasure of having our co-chairs of this 38th annual New Medina Islamic Retreat. And we have Sister Donna Ali, our co-chair, and also my wife, Sister Narges Ukda, and they have been showing up, putting in some sweat. They've been putting in some work on this retreat, and so we know we can say thank you, but we know that Almighty God, Allah, is the most adequate and sufficient to reward you in the way that is best for you. But then we're going to do our part, inshallah. But just know that Allah, he's the one that will reward us for our good efforts. And so we want to welcome them to your program and just kind of, you know, give us a cue as to what you want.
Alhamdulillah, and of course, we are really honored to have both of your very distinguished co-chairs there. I know they've been working hard. You know, I'm very, very familiar, you know, when you have to establish a committee and you have to have people that are committed, you know, to getting things done each year. And, you know, 38th, I heard you say 38th year, you know, so you can see this has been in existence for 38 years. And I know that your co-host, the co-host here, you know, on along with you, Imam Makia Ukta, you know, have been working hard to make this a successful 2024 New Medina retreat. So what I want to do is to give both of the co-chairs opportunity to just introduce themselves and tell a little bit about yourself. Take a minute or two, if you would, and we'll start with your wife first, Sister Anardis Ukta, and then we'll come to you, Sister Ali, and say a little something about yourself so our radio listening audience can know a little something about you, and then we're going to get into this year's 2024 New Medina Retreat. So, Sister Ukta, welcome to the MGM Roundtable, the Muslim Global Message Roundtable. Assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum, Brother Mark Shahid. Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to be able to talk about our retreat and get the information out to the believers and the public and other people that are interested, you know, in our retreat. So we are so appreciative of this, and we thank Allah for, you know, your spending your charity for helping us to be able to do this. Okay.
It's my pleasure, Sister Nardes, to have you on. This is an obligation that I feel as though that I have, and this is an obligation and responsibility that if and when we do, Allah has blessed us with the platform. As he has said, that we are to enjoin in all that's good, meaning that we are to support Father is good, and we know that this is good, what it is that you've been doing. And this is the 38th anniversary, and we should all want to celebrate that, and we should all want to support that. And so it's my honor and pleasure to have you all on and giving you that opportunity to communicate that to our national audience in terms of the 38th annual anniversary of the New Medina Retreat. So just tell a little something about yourself that you would like our radio listening audience, and then we'll go to Sister Donna Ali.
Yes. Well, you know, I would like to, 38 years is a long time, so I'm going to have to really be brief on that. started back in 1987 was our first large retreat. And I would say that every year I've been a participant in planning the retreat in some role or another. Mm-hmm. And through the years, I think I've probably missed maybe, I'm going to say at least two retreats, and that was only because of some illness in my family that I could not attend.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
But my role, of course, I'm, along with my husband and four other people, or have been instrumental in helping to be the founders of New Medina. And so I've been involved in that particular role. And I was also engaged in being a teacher at
mm-hmm.
our school in New Medina for many years. And
mm-hmm.
I am a retired nurse, registered nurse. I've retired from working in that particular field. And
mm-hmm.
so I've been chairperson for the retreat many times. I can't recall how many right now.
That's okay. Yes, ma'am.
So I'm delighted. I'm still working, and Allah has blessed me to have the ability and the good health to continue to work for his pleasure and for the development of our community at New Medina. So I am, that's briefly, and I
yes,
am so to be working with Sister Donna Ali and being here this year working on the retreat.
Alhamdulillah, the praise and thanks belongs to God. You know, for those that we oftentimes have non-Muslims that tune in, so I just want to just say that the praise and thanks belongs to God for you, Sister Nadis Ukta, in the service that you've given to the community, and you've done a lot in those years and been steadfast in terms of the contribution that you made to make sure that this stays alive and well, the 38th annual New Medina Retreat. Thank you so much. And now we go to our other distinguished co-hosts this year, 2024, New Medina Retreat. So, Sadana Ali, want to welcome you also to the MGM Roundtable. Assalamu alaikum. And welcome, and give the radio audience a little something about you, if you will, and then we're going to get into this year's 2024 New Medina Retreat, and we're going to give a little information, if you will, in terms of this year's retreat. So, Sister Donna Ali, welcome.
Thank you so much, Brother Mark. I'm Donna Ali. Just like Sister Nargis, I want to express our appreciation for hosting us. We feel it's truly a blessing. And it's been a blessing over the years to just be a part of New Medina. I'd just like to say, since the beginning, 1987, I've been a part of, in some form or fashion,
mm-hmm.
The retreat as well. My husband and I, Dr. Rashad Ali, we've been right there, working with the retreat, whether we've been organizing, supporting, And then Sister Nargis and I go back as, you know, as sisters in Islam. She was my maid of honor, you know, in our wedding, and Dr. Ali and I married 40 years. I've known Sister Nargis and Brother Mikhail longer than I've been married. So we've been partnering in working and propagating the religion and developing New Medina for quite a long time. But it's truly our pleasure to be a part of this program, and also to be able to welcome as many Muslims and believers to this 38th annual retreat. I've also taught in the school. My background is accounting, so I've been working hand in hand with Dr. Ali on many of our business endeavors, you know, over the years. But nothing has given us, you know, the pleasure and the reward as working with the Muslim community here in New Medina. So we're looking forward to the 38th year. And coming 40th year, so next year or two, we'll still be out there pushing and promoting, and hope that we can, you know, have a grand celebration 2 years from now for our 40th. You know, and was telling me just recently that, you know, 40 years, when you celebrate your 40 years, it's like ruby, right? It's, you know, the ruby, the you know, the gem ruby is representative of 40 years. Yeah, so. Yeah, so we're going to play on that a little bit, you know. So,
Yes, ma'am. Well, sister, you know, Donna, as you well know, you know, 40 is a very significant number. It's even mentioned in the Quran in Surah 46:15, in the Quran, where it is mentioned in regards to the previous production just before the MGM roundtable is parenting and family reconstruction. And Allah says there, you know, to be kind to your parents. And then Allah focuses on the mother. You know, be kind to your parents is your mother who bore you in pain, carried you in pain, delivered you in pain. And then she nourished you for up to 30 months. And you know that 40, when you reach the age of maturity, and we know that the Prophet Muhammad, after he reached the age of 40, he came into prophethood, and he was God's Rasul with the universal message that we have today in the Quran in that regard. So 40 is a very significant number, and I know that you'll be looking forward to actually getting that. Before I come back to you, Sister Ali and Sister Ukta, I'm going to go back to Imam Mikhail here, because this 38 years actually had a beginning. So, Brother Imam, if you would, just to enlighten our radio listeners, and we know we have many that are listening in from the state of Mississippi. I am St. Louis by way of Mississippi from the Delta, as my parents were born there in the Delta, Marks and Clarksdale, Mississippi. My mother also Quitman County, Mississippi. And also there is a very love for the state of Mississippi, my roots there, my parents and also my grandparents and all. So, Brother Imam, do you recall the very beginning? And take a few minutes, if you would, in terms of the beginning of this New Medina retreat. I know it has a long history. I'll probably have to invite you back and others back just to talk about the history. But can you very succinctly give us a synopsis in terms of when this all began, if you would? And then we're going to talk in detail of this year's 2024 New Medina retreat. Imam Mikhail Ukta?
Yes, sir. Brother Mark, I would be remiss if I did not mention the name of Imam Alvin Sharif, who is our resident imam at New Medina. We are happy to assist him in the work that he's doing in our community. With New Medina began in 1987. Before we actually had the groundbreaking, we visited Elijahville. I think probably some of our brothers and sisters, the listeners, can recall Elijahville.
Yes.
And when we attended, we already had purchased 64 acres of land. And so we began in earnest to develop that land. I mentioned Imam Alvin Sharif, and I want to mention Sister Donna Sharif Ali. Well, their parents, Brother Abdul Hakim Sharif, he was one of, and Sister Ruth, his wife, were one of the founding members of New Medina. Why you laughing?
Excuse me. Why you laughing? If you're not talking, I want you to mute yourself because this is being recorded and going to be put in our archives. So please, if we can have quiet, if your mic is open, we can hear you. So please, I'm sorry. Continue, Brother Imam. Mikhail.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. So it was Imam Sharif and Sister Donna's father, again, Abdul Hakim Sharif, and I might mention that he is interred in the cemetery at New Medina. We have actually a 3-acre cemetery at New Medina, and we have many Muslims from different parts of the, actually the country and some out of the country who are buried there at New Medina. In fact, I might just say while I'm thinking about it, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's son, Elijah Muhammad II, is buried at New Medina.
Allahu Akbar.
Yes, yes, yes. Praise be to Allah. Yes,
and let me say this real quickly to our radio listening audience that, that some that may not know, we're talking about Elijah Muhammad II, once referred to as Junior, and out of the 8 children, he was the last to transition, and I think most recent was couple of years, Imam Mikhail?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Yeah, in the last couple of years, he was the last of the 8 children that came from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable First Lady and Mother of our community, Sister Clara Muhammad, buried there in New Medina Cemetery. I've been there, and actually they have their own cemetery. That's very unique in that regard. I knew he was there in Mississippi, but I didn't know that he actually was buried there. So thank you. Please continue, Brother Imam.
Yes, yes, thank you. There was also another brother. He was the eldest among us. His name was Brother Abdul Ali. He was kind of a sage among us, you know, a wise man, you know. So these were the two eldest people. So Brother Ali and his wife, Sister Smileen Ali, they are buried in the New Medina Cemetery as well. And so those were two. We started with 5. The other 3 are Dr. Rashad Ali.
Yes.
And Sister Donna, who you all have already, I hope, are somewhat familiar with. And then we have Brother Wali. He's actually a lieutenant colonel, retired from the United States Army. His brother, Wali Bilal, he is the 4th of the founders. And his father, Mr. J.T. Leggett, we were able to purchase those 64 acres of land from his family, from his father.
Yes.
And that's what began New Medina. And lastly, myself and my wife, of course, Sister Norges. So we started there with five families. I may mention that in 1987, we had the good fortune to have our leader, Imam W.D. Muhammad, may Allah have mercy upon him and grant him paradise. He came to New Medina, and he broke the ground on that land to develop a Islamic community.
Yes.
And you can imagine that was quite a bit of excitement when Imam Muhammad came. And I just want to say that this is a small rural town in Mississippi. And on those 64 acres, the local newspaper, the Hattiesburg American, it reported that on the three-day weekend at New Medina, there were between 5,000 and 7,000 people on that land.
Allahu Akbar, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. No, go ahead, brother, ma'am.
No, please, you go. Please, thank you.
No, you know, I want to, before I get to the two co-chairs, I know that there are people that are listening, and the name New Medina, give us a little insight in terms of how you derived at that particular name, and all for our listeners, if you would, please. And then we're going to come to our co-chairs and begin the conversation in regards to this year's 2024 New Medina retreat. Brother Imam?
Yes, sir. Yes, thank you. We do know that the city of Medina, called Medina al-Munawwara, the city of the light, was the place that Allah, mission Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, it was the city that opened its doors to the messenger of God and the seal of the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
So there they were able to establish the first Islamic community.
Yes.
And I believe, but I believe that came from Dr. Ali. I'm not certain, but I believe that that's where that may have emanated from. Of course, I got these two sisters here who can, they can pull my coat if it needs to be pulled, and I won't mind it at all, you know what I'm saying, because we sincere, you know what I'm saying, so we want to give our best, and we want Allah to be pleased with us, yes. So, go ahead.
No. I said no, alhamdulillah. No, I'm very familiar with Dr. Rashad Ali, having conversation with him, and also we're going to be coming to the two co-chairs here in a minute, and they'll be able to give a confirmation or make the correction in terms of how it came about. Yes, sir.
Yes. So, Imam W.D. Muhammad, he was pleased with the name New Medina.
Mm-hmm,
and he said to us in his inaugural address, he said, this is not Medina al-Munawwara. He said, but we would like to see it be an obedient copy of Medina al-Munawwara, the city of the light.
Yes.
And so we're trying to follow in the footsteps of the last prophet, Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we had our leader to break the ground and to help propel us forward on that mission.
Alhamdulillah. Praise and thanks belongs to Allah. Thank you so much, Imam Mikhail. For giving that background information, very, very valuable information. This is a part of our history, our story. We need to know it and everything in terms of New Medina, the New Medina retreat. Alhamdulillah. Now, we're going to, before we come to our valued co-chairs here, we're going to just take a pause for the calls here and give them opportunity to relax for a minute or two. And then we're going to come back, and we're going to be talking about this year's 2024 New Medina Retreat. And so we're going to ask you, if you would please, to stick and stay. Please don't stray away. We'll be right back after this. Listen to IWDM Radio, and you listen to the MGM Roundtable. That's the Muslim Global Message Roundtable with your host, Mark Shaheed, and a very distinguished, esteemed guest tonight, representatives of this year's 2024 New Medina Retreat, Imam Mikhail Okta and his wife, Najilis Okta, and also Sister Donna Ali. And they have graced us this Wednesday evening in terms of this year's 2024 New Medina Retreat and giving us some very valuable information. And we want to say to our radio listening audience that if you're tuned in by way of the Internet, and we know we have quite a few people that listen in to IWDM Radio by way of the Internet to this production of the MGM Roundtable, if you have a question or comment for our very distinguished, esteemed guests, you do have to call into the studio. That number is 714-816-4673. That's area code 714-816-4673. And press 1. And Rashid Salam will notify me that you have your hand up in the air. You want to ask our distinguished guest a question in regards to this year's 2024 New Medina Retreat. And those that have already chimed in to IWDM Radio Studio, if you have a question and comment, you can press 1, and we'll get to your question or your comment that you would like to make to our guest tonight. So now we're going to go to the two co-chairs, Sister Najilis and also Sister Donna. Sister Donna, we'll start with you this time in all. In terms of what has been planned, and I know there's still more time. I'm quite sure some things have been confirmed And I'm also thinking that there's some things that are still in motion for completion and all. And so it is idea that we want to get you back sometime in May, as I've said to Imam Mikhail, for completion. But can you start off, and then we're going to bring Sister Ukta in, and she can also add to what has already been established for this 38th anniversary of the new Medina Retreat 2024. Sister Donna? Take yourself off of mute. You might have muted yourself out.
I'm sorry. I did indeed.
That's okay. It happens all the time. A lot of our hosts, they mute themselves out and they just be talking. And you have to remind them, unmute yourself. So, Sister Donna, let's start off. You know, traditionally, it's usually Fridays, which is Salatu Jumu'ah Day, Muslim worldwide. And it happens there in New Medina also. So, if you want to start there or wherever you like to start, what can we be looking forward to? And then we'll give Sister Ukta an opportunity to add to that.
Okay. All right, thanks again. And before I get into the details of the retreat, I'd just like to just confirm what Brother Mikhail, Imam Mikhail, talked about the who came up with the name New Medina. And I would like to confirm Dr. Rashada.
So Imam Mikhail, okay, you good. You got the confirmation,
yeah,
Mr. Ali, you know, so he was the one. And we thank Allah for Dr. Rashad Ali, you know, in that. And it's always good when our beloved leader, Imam W.D. Muhammad, gives his stamp of approval on that. And then, in the address that he actually made, the vision and mission that he had to want to see this be a carbon copy of what happened in the time of the Prophet Muhammad. And I most certainly can say this from my experience coming there, and I'm quite sure you make everybody that's welcome there as they did during the time of the Prophet there in Medina. And this is new. I want to just say this is New Medina, you know, just like he introduced New Africa and all. So that's where you hear the new, you know, Medina. And he also encouraged us to study that life that was established there in Medina, Manawa. So thank you so much for that confirmation, Sister Ali, and I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay. And just a couple of other things, too, just especially for those who've never visited New Medina, that all the streets in our community are named after attributes of Allah. And alhamdulillah. And then we also have, our own masjid and school and community center built from the ground up. So
yes.
So we have some very nice facilities to host this year's 38th annual New Medina Islamic Retreat. Our theme is this year is reconnect, reunite, and refocus. So we're praying to Allah that a lot of the believers will come out and come to our retreat and reconnect with one another. We're going to reunite, and then also when we leave, we want to be focused to take some of the wonderful little jewels that our presenters will be sharing with us. Like you said, we will start our retreat off for Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Akatil is going to be Imam Yahya Abdullah, you know, out of Jacksonville, Florida. Alhamdulillah.
Yes.
And, mm-hmm. Our dear brother Mark is going to be joining us this year, alhamdulillah, and you'll be speaking on that Friday. We could start kicking off one of our workshops that afternoon. And you, of course, you're going to be speaking on reconstructing the African-American family you know, after its destruction. So alhamdulillah, you know, we're looking forward to that workshop. And then we have Imam Mahaj Abdul-Bahi from Memphis, Tennessee. Imam Alvin Sharif, our resident imam, is going to be facilitating that workshop with him, and he's going to be speaking on the intimacy of the prophets. So
ooh,
we're really looking forward to that.
Alhamdulillah. That's a big alhamdulillah. I'm already excited, Sister Di. Already, alhamdulillah. Now, please continue. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. Also, you know, our illustrious editor of the Muslim Journal, Sister Aisha Mustafa, will be also presenting on Friday. So we're looking forward to that, along with Sister Daya Muhammad out of Atlanta, Georgia, all on that Friday. And then at Friday evening, we're going to resume an evening of cultural expression. It's been a few years, of course, because of the pandemic. We haven't had our Friday evening cultural night, but inshallah, this year we will resume, and we're bringing back Imam Wilmore Siddiqui out of Clearwater, Florida. He's going to be our guest, along with some other exciting entertainers. So we're looking forward to that. And then, of course, you know, we're going to get into Friday. We have a long list of workshops and other presenters. And Sister Narges, I know you're there, so please feel free to jump right in. But
yes,
we're going to kick off Saturday morning with a workshop from Dr. Nadia Muhammad. She's a herbalist and naturopath out of Detroit, Michigan. Many people may have heard it, and she's going to be speaking on Our Health is Our Garden, So Let's Protect It. So Sister Narges might want to, when she has a chance to speak, give us a little bit more detail about Sister Nadia Muhammad. But I won't get into all of the topics, but our presenters, we got Dr. Lynn Muhammad out of Chicago, Illinois. We have Imam Hanif and Baina Khalil out of Houston, Texas. Also, we have our sister Anissa Dewan out of Arkansas. She'll be joining us again this year. Of course, we have our own Dr. Rashad Ali speaking. We have Imam Salim Muhman, you know, out of New Jersey.
Imam Salim Muhman, out of what now? What did you say he's from?
The Mali Institute.
The Mali, yeah. I was getting ready to say the founder of Mali, the Muslim American Logic Institute. Oh, okay.
Yes.
So he will be present. Okay, I'm really live.
Yes, and then, of course, we also have Imam Rashad Abdul-Rahman
from Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes. Yes, Imam Rashad.
Alhamdulillah. You know, this seems like an all-star. This is an all-star cast. I mean, already here. Alhamdulillah.
And then we have Imam Furtikhan and Sister Daya Muhammad out of Atlanta, Georgia. They're going to they're going to be teaming up along with Imam Bahi and his wife, Sister April. They're going to be hosting a singles social. And we'll be speaking on marriage as well that day. So we're bringing back our singles social so we can get our Muslim brothers and sisters to reconnect, reunite, and refocus their lives.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir. So Sister Narges, we have some well-established things in New Medina that people look forward to, like horseback riding. We're going to have a bonfire Saturday night, so we're going to have some really exciting things. And then we got some stuff happening on Sunday, so I'm going to leave that open for Sister Narges.
Give us some information on that, Sister Uktar. I mean, Boy, I'm already excited here, and I'm hoping that our radio listening audience here at IWDM Radio is very excited, that's tuned in, listening in. If you're on the fence, just what Sister Ali has given, this should make us think, oh, I got to be there to witness that myself. Sister Uka, please, if you would, continue for this year's 2024 New Medina Retreat.
Yeah, so Hickam. Yeah, Brother Mark, you have me already excited, and that's helpful because I'm thinking about all the work I have to do, but you mentioned
but you know what, you already know because you've done it so many times. You know, it's going to be so rewarding, the work that both of you put in, your committee, Imam Mikhail, and just the hostess there in New Medina, all the work, it's going to be so rewarding. And I know that, you know, sometimes it, when you put the work in, you'll be glad when it happened, when it's over with, but it is so rewarding. And the people go away, you know, feeling really good about the effort and all. And Allah tells us in the Quran 53:39 that the human being can only get what they consciously strive for. And then the next verse said, and soon it will be manifest to them in that regard.
Yeah.
Sister Uta, it's all yours.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. I think Sister Donna was doing a very good job on telling about the presenters that we have, you know, going to be there, inshallah, to participate in our programming. But I would like to mention that we don't ever want to forget the children, and we have activities planned for them. We have the two age groups. I was starting from 5 or 6 years old to 11. We have that particular group and some activities and games and fun and planned for them also. The children love the water slides. They like to go swimming, so we have that for them, and they love the horseback riding. We have the horses again, and so the adults, the adults have been complaining a little bit because they didn't get to ride the horses as much. So we
a little bit.
So we're trying to accommodate them to adults this time, so that they will have an opportunity to also ride the horses.
Okay. So they wanted to ride the horses. That's what it is in a nutshell. They want to be able to get on the horse too. Okay.
Okay. We have some of them, but they want a little bit more time for that. So we're trying to time it so that they will have time to be on it also. And we want to stress also that the vendors, you know, we have the vending booth set up so that people who want to vend, they will have an opportunity to do that. And I want to direct everyone to the New Medina website.
Okay,
and that website is www.newmedina.org. And when you go there, you will be able to see information on getting ads, vending, and registration. That's where you will pick up and, you know, complete your registration. And so and also there you will find the hotels. We have the hotels and the information, you know, on there regarding their locations. So I do encourage people to go ahead and start doing that. That will help us in our planning tremendously.
And so Uta, before you continue, I want to say to our radio listening audience, we're going to give Sister Uta an opportunity before we close out the MGM roundtable. So those of you that want to write this information down, we're going to give her another opportunity, and we're going to ask her to give it real slowly. Not right now, but I'm glad that you did. And so you want to get your pens, your pencils, and your notebook so that you can take down the website so that you can get registered for this year's 2024 New Medina retreat. You already see it's going to be a retreat, but it's going to be a treat to actually be present. All the persons, many of you know, and will be presenters and all be a part of it. And you don't want to hear about it. You want to be about it, as my son always said. You want to be about it. So I just wanted to just say that to our radio listening audience so they can be prepared before we close out. You'll have that opportunity, Sister Ukta, to give that information once again, and they can write it down so they can go to the website and get registered for this year's 2024 New Medina Retreat. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but please continue. I know there's more that you'd like to give.
Yes, that's quite okay. Some of the other things that these are like staples that we have had over the years and people like that. Sister Donna has already mentioned some of that.
Mm-hmm.
We have the opportunity for people to camp. You know, sometimes they have their own tent. They want to bring that set up to have that.
Mm-hmm.
That's available for people. We got plenty of land for that to happen.
Yes.
And one of the other things that we usually have over the years and we have had is the banquet. And that's usually on Saturday night, and we do have that scheduled for Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
So we still have that in place. Last year we instituted having a tour of New Medina.
Mm.
And I haven't had that before, and I know people have come and they just come at the site where the events are taking place, but New Medina is not just one little spot. We have people living on the outskirts of New Medina that are Muslims, and they have homes, they have land, and there are other things developing by Muslims in our community. So we had a tour bus last year to take people around.
Mm-hmm.
Within an area of miles, probably 10 miles or more on some things, and
yes,
then less mile on other things to see other sites and things that are New Medina is that are happening
mm-hmm.
in our community. And so they like that. And so we're thinking about instituting, we're planning on having a tour bus to take them to see other than what is on the site and also within the area of New Medina, what is going on. So that
yes,
will help enhance people's vision of what we're doing.
Yes.
So we'd like to emphasize that. Now, we have a pond on the property. And so people have wanted to be fish. They want to fish when they come. So
okay.
We have some Muslim brothers that will be working to help them with the fishing. So when
mm-hmm.
you and people, when they sign the registration form, please they'll indicate that if they want to go fishing, and we're going to try to arrange so that they can do that. If they want to do that.
Wow, I tell you, you know, Sister, I tell you, is there more than one day on the weekend? We talking about Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? Is there a Monday on this or what? I'm saying it in a fun, jokingly way. I'm like, wow. So, alhamdulillah. So, I know that Sister Ali took us up to Saturday. Any special thing in terms of Sunday that you would like to give to our radio listeners here at IWDM Radio? And want to say to you, those who are listening in, now if you have questions or comments, this is your time to press 1, because as soon as Sister Uthar finishes speaking, I'm going to come to you to see if you have questions or comments, or you might just want to just give them a greetings and let them know that you're listening in and or that you plan on being there or what. You know, we don't want you to be silent, and sometimes We have a silent audience just absorbing. I know they would love to hear from you, give them the greetings, and if nothing else, just let them know that how much you appreciate the contributions they're making for this 38th anniversary of the New Medina Retreat. And all. And I'm quite sure that they will accept even donations or even sponsorship or what. All of that, I say that here on IWDM Radio in hosting these longstanding entities, you know, that you still have an opportunity to make a contribution to the effort that's being made and all, even if you can't make it. And maybe you can look at sponsoring, maybe see a young adult, Muslim adult, to have that experience of what. Think in terms of that. Always think in terms of how you can help somebody else, as Allah has said in the Quran, that we should do. So, back to you, Sister Ukta. Anything in terms of on the agenda Sunday?
Yes, I will let Sister Donna take it from here, if you
okay.
don't mind.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Bit.
Okay. Back to you, Sister Donna. We're not forgetting about you, Brother Imam, so, you know. We have something else for you and everything. So the sisters are doing quite well in disseminating this information. Sister Donna, what else can we actually expect from this year's 2024 New Medina Retreat?
Okay, well, Sunday morning we're going to kick off with a community breakfast and a session or that's called Face New Medina. And in this session, you know, the retreat attendees will have an opportunity to interact with New Medina residents and people in New Medina residents who live in the area, the broader area. So, and get a chance with Dr. Ali, give a chance to kind of bring everyone up on where we are in our development in New Medina. So we're looking forward to that. And then we're bringing back something called our sisters session. And our sister, Anissa Dewan, is going to be heading that up. But and then we also have a brother session, okay? The sisters are going to come, and the brothers are going to congregate. But in that session, you know, it's been such a rewarding session. A lot of the sisters love it. We haven't had it in a while, and we're bringing it back. And our theme this year for the sisters is the path to the Quran, the path to the Quran, woman, leave this world behind. And
say that
so
again, sister. I like that. Say that one more time. Put a little emphasis there.
Path to the Quran, woman, leave this world behind.
And then our beloved scholarly sister Anissa Dewan, a good friend of mine, will be being the facilitator of that for sisters only, and then there's going to be a brothers only gathering too, correct?
That's right. Brother to brother. It's a brother to brother, let's talk, and a lot of our imams will be making presentations during that session. And then we'll sort of sum it all up in a Colleen at around 1:30. Imam Yahya Abdullah is going to close us out with the Colleen. And then we'll have Sunday afternoon open to do some of those tours. But especially for those believers who've never been to New Medina, who've never really toured the site, and the surrounding areas, the afternoon will be available for that. So Sunday is going to be a very exciting day as well. I just want to bring something up. She mentioned that fishing trip. We got a couple of brothers in our community who really want to do that, and we're encouraging people to register early and to let us know that they want to attend that fishing trip, because I think they're going to take a group of people to a nearby pond or a fishing hole or whatever, you know, small river to fish. But they need to coordinate that. So we do need to know those people who are interested in the fishing trip ahead. So when Sister Narges give us that the website on early registration, let me just say this too. There are deep discounts for early registration. Okay, so
the early bird got an early bird special. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, May 15th. It's going to be open to May 15th. But those folks who register online up until May 15th will get a significant discount on the registration because on-site registration will be a little bit higher. So or somewhat higher. So I would encourage folks to go on, look at the pricing for the registration, and it's very significant. So so I encourage folks to register early.
Okay. And I think that's I really appreciate you disseminating information to our radio listening audience so that you can get a significant discount if you register early. And I know that the host city, New Medina, is anticipating having quite a few that will attend. And this is one of the reasons here on IWDM Radio and the MGM Roundtable to give them the opportunity to disseminate that information. And you know, many of these people that you heard their names, you know them. They are well-known in the community. There's going to be a lot of information, education that's going to be disseminated in this year's 2024 New Medina Retreat. Just the camaraderie that we always look forward to. I know there was a couple of years in terms of the COVID situation, and then even before that you had Ramadan, at which they still had it. But now Ramadan is over with, the pandemic, however you want to see it. That's over with in that regard. And so I know great anticipation by the committee there, looking for the commitment of the community. All those read the reconnect. Help me out here with all these read. And I know refocus, the reconnect, reunite, and then refocus. Is that what
that's
the theme
is? Reconnect, reunite, and refocus in an environment.
Okay, I was close. I love it. You know, as a wordologist, I do love it. To reconnect, to reunite, and to refocus. What a theme, you understand. And you should want to be there. You know, not get it secondhand. Don't be saying, I wish I would, I wish I could have. You still got time and everything, and we're going to give them opportunity. So please press 1. You got questions or comments, or you just want to give our very distinguished, esteemed panelists the greetings of peace and let them know how much you appreciate them and all. You have the opportunity now to do that. Press 1. If you're listening by way of the Internet, you do have to call into IWDM Radio. That number is 714-816-4673, 714-816-4673, and press 1. Rashid Salam, you heard a lot. Do we have any hands in the air at this point in time that want to ask a question or make a comment? Rashid? Rashid, open your mic. Are you mute? You muted out too. I'm not hearing anything there. Rashid Salam, are you there? I don't know. He may have stepped away, but I'll get back with him in a couple of minutes here. But I also want to just say something just from previous years where I have been honored to come there. They didn't say this, but I want you to know that the food is excellent. Excellent food. I know that they raise their own chickens there, and some of the things that you're going to be eating is homegrown and all of that. And it's being prepared by Muslims, you know. And I don't take light of that. Very, very important when you get that Southern hospitality. And cooking, it's second to none. It's second to none. I'm just saying that as an endorsement to the outstanding cuisine and food that you will be served there. And it's all halal. It's all halal, meaning it's all permissible and healthy for you and everything. And I think you will really, really, really enjoy even that aspect of it. And, of course, they talked about the entertainment. My good brother and friend, Wilmar Siddiqui, is going to be there. And, you know, we play quite a bit of his music here on IWDM Radio. I call him entertainer extraordinaire, along with Sawar El-Amin. I'm not saying Sawar El-Amin would be there, but she is our soul sister number one here in the community. Imam W.D. Muhammad, as you saw, we took a pause for the cause, and our engineer played Sawar El-Amin, Shahada, and all. And I know we can relate to that, and we really do appreciate the contributions that's being made. So, Imam Mikhail, we'll get Rashid Salam. If you're there, please, I might check and see. Do you hear me? Rashid,
yes,
Salam.
Hear me.
Okay, so, okay, I just called for you. So do we have any hands in the air with a question or comment before we get back to Imam Mikhail Sayer to get ready to wind down and give them opportunity to disseminate the information, especially on the website where they can get registered? We want to get many people registered, and there is a bonus in terms of early registration, a really great discount, early bird special up until May the 15th. You can't beat that. And then we want to make sure that we let our radio listeners know that we will have them back, inshallah, approximately about at least 2 weeks or so, so that any finalization or anything's in motion, and we'll ask that question before we close out tonight. Rashid Salam, any hands in the air at this point?
No, Mark, not at all, but let me give the greeting. Assalamu alaikum to all of you, and thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, you know, Rashid Salam, you heard quite a bit. Does that excite you any at all, or what?
I mean, the only problem is I have an engagement. I do plan to make a donation. I'm doing that time period, but I do plan to make a donation on the website or something. Oh, well, I do have a hand that's been raised, Mark. Just 1 second. But, I'm excited, ignited, you know, and
okay.
Also delighted.
I was thinking about taking you with me, so we'll talk about that.
I'll let you know. I do have a hand raised, Mark. We have 769-666. Please state your name.
Okay.
Tell us where you're calling from. The mic is open.
My name is Muhammad Abdullah from Jackson, Mississippi, Masjid Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum, brother Muhammad, and welcome to the MGM Roundtable. You have a question or comment to our very distinguished esteemed guest, Brother Muhammad?
Yes. My question is, I want to know the exact dates of the retreat.
Yes.
I don't think it was mentioned.
It wasn't. I apologize for that. And so we're going to give, I guess, opportunity because we did say that. So, yes, that's very important. This year's New Medina retreat, it is from what to what?
It is actually from May the 24th through the 26th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and that's Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And assalamu alaikum, Brother Muhammad. Brother Muhammad, I got you on my list to call you.
Yes, wa alaikum assalam, my beautiful brother, yes. And inshallah, I get a chance to talk with you.
Yes, sir. So we look forward to seeing you there, Brother Muhammad.
Inshallah.
And thank you for calling in, because all the things were said, we didn't give the date, and we don't want to for anybody to assume, you know, it's generally always traditionally the last weekend in the month of May on the Gregorian calendar, the first really major holiday where you have cookouts and everything across the country. So it's the 24th, 25th, and 26th. You want to mark your calendar for that. It's going to be an exciting 3-day weekend there in New Medina, Mississippi. If you never been there. It's an experience of a lifetime. And I'm not just saying that. You'll always remember that. You'll always remember the warm hospitality that's there, the camaraderie, of course, the workshops, the presenters that many of you know have been national figures in the community, Imam W.D. Muhammad. I'm just amazed in terms of the work and effort that's been put in and the confirmation of all these very distinguished presenters that will be presenting and on the topics that they're going to be presenting. If you're on the fence, that should help you get off the fence. You know, as the old man used to say about a trip, he said, if you ever wait till you can afford to go somewhere, you'll never go anywhere. So, you know.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, you know, you have to, as my grandmother and my great aunt used to always say, whatever it is that you want to do, you have to find a way or make a way to do it in your lifetime, you know, to do that and all. And it's a very rewarding experience. They put a lot of work, a lot of contribution in this. And, you know, as far as even the fishing, they need the early reservations, you know, in terms of planning. This is very important to see if, in fact, it is even feasible to actually schedule this. You know, it's a lot that goes into, you know, the planning and having a planning committee to plan this and to plan that. And a lot of times it's contingent upon us being proactive as a community. You know, you don't want to wait till the last minute, you know, and
Absolutely.
All of a sudden then they get an influx of this. And they don't want, you know, the complaints, you know, of course, everything, you know, good can always be better, but they welcome your input and all. So they're asking that if you're planning on coming, if this is something that you want to do, you're a fisherman, you like to fish, you want to fish, I'm thinking that if they get a reasonable number of people that want to do that, then they can go ahead and plan it, and if not, then it won't happen, and you can understand that too. And they need to know so much in advance to schedule that. I want to ask both of you, if you would, please. It seemed like most of the things have been confirmed. Are there any other things that's in motion that perhaps you're looking to confirm? Because I want to have you back scheduled in May, and I'll get back with email Mikhail. In regards to your next scheduled visit here on IWDM Radio and all. And then we might even see if it's feasible to even maybe have a live broadcast there on something. Maybe even on Saturday I'll speak with our senior host here, Imam Mikhail Sahir out of Indianapolis, Indiana, Noor Islamic Center there. We'll see if that could be possible or feasible in all, too. So anybody would like to respond to that question and anything that may be still on the table in the planning, or did we hear pretty much, we heard a lot. I don't know where you could get anything else hardly in, but please respond to that. Imam Mikhail, you want to respond to that?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister
yes.
Narji.
Yes.
Yes. I would like to comment. We are thinking about and taking into consideration that a lot of people, when they come to New Medina, they're naturalists, and they have an appetite for the natural environment, right? So
yes,
we're
ma'am.
Working that aspect of it also. So
mm-hmm.
maybe in a lot in our next programming, we may be able to be more concrete on what we have planned for that. I'd just like to put that in for right now.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, that's beautiful, you know. And you know, whereas you might have inferred that over the 38 years, I guess it would be safe to say that there have been those who have come across the country that have visited and maybe actually have entertained the idea of making New Medina their home over the years.
Yes, we've had people to actually move and buy and moved to New Medina just because of that, yes.
Yes, ma'am. I'm quite sure. I'm quite sure. And Brother Imam, Mikhail, I want to give you opportunity of closing remarks, but I'm going to save you to last if you don't mind. I'm not discriminating, but these sisters are really giving the information that we want IWDM radio listeners to really get. And Sister Donna, I'm going to give you an opportunity, 2 minutes or so, your closing remarks. And then, Sister Uta, like for you to give the website information for registration so that you can get many people registered and they can take advantage of the early bird special. I'm calling the early bird special. I may not be using the right terminology, but it's what it seems like to me, early bird special, where they can get a discount from registering early, and then after that May 15th date, and obviously it's another registration fee for the whole of it and everything. So, Sister Donna, we'll start with you, and then Sister Nazis, then we'll come to you, and then we'll wind up with Imam Mikhail. Sister Donna, what would you like to leave? My question to you, what would you like to leave the radio listening audience with? And also include in your closing comments, why should you be at this year's 2024 New Medina Retreat? Sister Donna, Ali.
Oh, all right. Again, thank you, Brother Mark, for providing us with this platform. And we are looking forward to as many the believers to join us in an environment that makes it easy to remember the Creator. And, you know, the topic, the theme for our banquet is the remembrance of the Creator frees the mind and cures the heart. And that's what I would like to leave with our listening audience, is that they will experience that in New Medina. And that, just to kind of follow up a little bit on that pulse, the natural, our natural environment, and for those people who want to enjoy the natural environment, maybe the next time we will speak about some of the things that they could do in addition to some of those other things we talked about is an herb walk, learning something about gardening or agricultural, you know, maybe experiencing some agricultural demos. You know, we're going to work on a few of those things, and hopefully we'll have an opportunity and some time to share more information about that the next time. But yes, thank you again, and we look forward to seeing everyone's face around the place in New Medina. Thank you so much.
Alhamdulillah, and thank you, Sister Donna Ali, for all that you've done, not only this year, but in the past, and inshallah, in the future, the contribution that you've made to make this a longstanding entity, the New Medina Retreat. And now we come to Sister Nadia's Ota. And please, Sister Ota, take your time and give the information. Hopefully our radio listeners have their pens and pad, and they take down the website in terms of registration, and we'll give you your 2 minutes for any closing remarks you'd like to make in addition to that information for registration.
Yes. Well, okay, thank you so much. Just wanted to reiterate again that I was just so appreciative for having this opportunity and gracious opportunity to be able to talk about the retreat. In the website itself, I would like to emphasize that when you go into the website, we spell Medina M-E-D-I-N-A-H. I want to emphasize the H on the end.
Okay,
so
good.
The web, website is www.newmedina.org. That is newmedinah.org.
And that's very good. And so they can put that in. All the information that come up in terms of registration, all what that includes is inclusive in the package. And from the understanding of the information you're disseminating, if you do that before or by May 15th, you get a discount, early bird special, so to speak, in that regard.
Yes, that is correct. And as far as the hotel reservation, that is on there, and it is a deadline for the reservation. And it is a phone number on there if you have some questions that you don't understand. You can call that phone number, and someone will be able to help you.
Yep,
so we have all there. Yes, sir.
And I'm thinking that from my memory that the hotels would be there in Hattiesburg or not.
Yes. We have a hotel in Columbia, Mississippi, which is about 10 minutes from New Medina itself. And over the years, we have utilized that particular hotel for our guests and for our presenters.
Okay.
But also we have a hotel in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, that is we have listed also, which is probably about 20 minutes or less, 20 minutes or less from New Medina. It's not complicated to get there from the hotel in the Hattiesburg, Mississippi area. So we have that one also. So we have two hotels. So last year we had quite a number of people to come, and so we had to get a second location.
Location. Okay. Good. So you got that for the presenters and all. And I guess another question that may be on the minds of the people, a lot of hotels do provide the service in terms of transporting or what. Is anything been set up for that, or everybody that will be attending be responsible for getting from whatever the hotel, whether it's there in Columbia or Hattiesburg, there on their own?
What happens usually in Columbia, where we have the presenters, and we do have many of our guests that are also in the hotel in Columbia. So you are responsible for getting your transportation to New Medina. But what happens, those people who need transportation, they usually collaborate with each other to get to Medina. So that's worked a lot. You know, where they're going in the same location, so they always say they do the hookup and they get a ride, right? So,
and if not, I'm quite sure you have the cabs and the Ubers and the Lyfts or whatever that's there for some type of fee. There's always somebody, you understand, that be willing to take you to a 10-minute drive, especially from Columbia or even from Hattiesburg, for a fee. So just be prepared.
We're working on, but we're trying to, hopefully that will work out for us to get to that the Muslims at New Medina. We're trying to work it so that possibly from Hattiesburg to New Medina we could provide a service. Some type of transportation for them. So, inshallah, we will elaborate on that more.
Okay.
Maybe our next.
Your next visit at WDM Radio, you might be prepared to say if, in fact, that there's been a finality in regards to that. So, that's why we want to invite you back. And so that way, when you come back, inshallah, God willing, all T's, I's, and everything, punctuations and all have been finalized and everything. So just know that. And thank you so much. Any closing remark, Sister Najla?
No, I'm good. I will let
you. You're good? Okay, good. Well, we'll let your husband have the last word and all here and before we close out. And so we're back to you, Brother Imam Mikhail. We'll give you a couple of minutes, if you would, for your closing remarks to our radio listening audience here. Brother Imam?
Yes. Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Brother Mark. It has really been a pleasure, a delight for us to join you on IWDM Radio. And we look forward to hosting some of the listeners who have heard this broadcast again to reiterate. You can still go to the website, www.newmedinah.org. And you should be able to find the information that you need. And if that's not sufficient enough, I know we may have some phone numbers there that will be listed as well. We're very, very happy to be joining you on your program. I was thinking about the time when you all came, Brother Mark, to New Medina, and you all came from St. Louis, Missouri.
Yes, sir.
And I remember that very distinctly, and I just want to say there's a sister who's no longer with us now, Sister Farida Sama Sidki.
Yes.
Yes, she passed. She returned to Allah.
Yes.
And we want to just say that we had the good honor and privilege to be with her in 2018 on Hajj.
Allah Akbar. Alhamdulillah.
Yes. And we really, really valued that. We remembered her. She's from Mississippi, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Her roots are, yes, Mississippi. She used to tease me all the time. She said, "You're not a true Mississippian. You don't know nothing about, you know, planting, farming, and all that. We raised everything. The only thing we went to town to get was that flour or sugar or something of that nature. Everything we raised ourselves." And she was known here in the Gateway City at our movement known as Sister Soldier. She was known as Sister Soldier. And, she had that type of voice that when she spoke, everybody listened, including the brothers. They were standing at attention, almost salute Sister Soldier, because she could bring it. I mean, and also we do miss her here at our movement known and the contribution. She would feed the elderly, those who are less fortunate, and all. She would go and pick up food from all these and other places, and would deliver it to them, and all. And I bear witness to the great contribution that she made. She was a jewel in our community here, Sister Farida Samad Siki. Here from the Gateway City of St. Louis. So, alhamdulillah, she gave me my first s'more. I was actually on the van, and I had never had a s'more before and everything. So she asked me, "How did you like it?" I said, "It was very good, except for one thing." She said, "What's that?" I said, "You didn't bring enough." She started laughing. So, alhamdulillah. Thank you so much for mentioning her. And also, you know, that experience. And I want to just say that she and her husband, at that time, we were in DNA, the Detroit National Annual, which they have changed it to the Detroit National, the Detroit Noble Annual WD Muhammad Convention. They're in Inkster, Michigan. So after they came from Hajj, that was 2018 that they made Hajj, she and her husband at that time, Brother Abdul Rahim Sabir, they didn't even go home. They came there straight from Hajj before they went home so that they could be a part of that. So we really miss our beloved sister and the contribution. She always will be held in high regards. We cherish the memories of contribution. And, you know, we always want to remember, you know, our pioneers. And let's think about in terms of the honoring and those that have made these contributions for long periods of time. I want to see our community not so much in terms of reactive in terms of memorial services, whereas after your transition, then everybody remembers you and everybody has something they want to say about you. You know, we should do that while we have our pioneers still living amongst us that made valuable contributions. I never forget something Imam Muhammad was teaching us in regard on Arafat in terms of our food being the root of that. He said, yes. He says that it means to get to know each other and to become familiar. He said, but it means much more than that. He says, Allah wants us to recognize. And to recognize what? And Imam Muhammad hesitated just to let that marinate in our mind. And then he came back and answered his own question. He says, Allah wants us to recognize the good that he has deposited into others besides ourselves. I never forgot that. I never forgot that. Allah wants us to recognize the good in others that he's depositing others besides ourselves. And so that's why this platform, the MGM Roundtable, is to recognize the good that Allah has planted into others besides my own self. And so if we do that, if we consciously do that as a community, we will soar like an eagle in terms of recognizing the good that Allah has deposited into others, because he is Al-Khalik, he is the creator of all life, including human life. So the recognition of that is invaluable in terms of the recognition that should be given to those pioneers that have made the sacrifices and, you understand, that have made great contributions. And it would be wonderful as a community that we can do that while they still live and can witness that we recognize the good that Allah has deposited into them. I want to thank you, Brother Imam, Mateo Uta, Sister Najas Uta, and Donna Ali for the great contribution that you all have made, because you know, you all are pioneers in this too, you know, because there's no other entity that have established what it is that have happened there in New Medina. This is historic. This is a part of our story. You should want to be able to say that I have been there, I have witnessed this, and then we should want to support as much as we possibly can with what it is that we have. So thank you all, and I want all of you to know that you're always welcome here on IWDM Radio. It's an open-door policy for you here on the MGM Roundtable. I look forward to having you back in the month of May, and I'll get with you, Imam Mikhail, as to when that date is and the finality of everything. Pretty much seem like you got pretty much everything covered. There's a few couple of things in motion, as you say, and then you'll be able to disseminate that information again. But in the meantime, between time, as they say, get on that website and remember that when you spell Medina, as Sister Ook has said, you want to put an H on the end of that, so that you can get in. Once again, give that website before we close out.
Yes, sir. It's www.newmedina, M-E-D-I-N-A-H, .org.
org. Yes, so make sure you put that H on there, because some people just leave the A, but put the H on there so you can get that all that information. A very beautiful website with all the information, everything that you need. And if you still have a question or so, there'll be a telephone number that you can call and get the needed, necessary information. You know, be there. You understand? I won't say be square, but be there so that you don't have to get that from anyone else. So once again, I want to extend the greetings of peace to you, and we're looking forward to having you back the next month and the month of May here on the MGM Roundtable. May God's peace be with you now and always in terms of this endeavor, the 38th annual New Medina Retreat. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Thank you so much, Brother Mark. We really enjoy being with you.
Alhamdulillah, and likewise. So there you have it here on IWDM Radio. This concludes our broadcasting for this Wednesday, the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab in the first hour. And now we conclude with the MGM Roundtable, the Muslim Global Message Roundtable, our very distinguished, esteemed representatives of this year's 2024 New Medina Retreat, our beloved brother, Imam Mikhail Uptar, Najas Uptar, his wife, and Donna Ali, the two co-chairs of the committee there, doing an outstanding job at putting it together. They have actually assembled what you would say an all-star cast there in New Medina. From May the 24th through the 26th, that's Friday the 24th, Saturday the 25th, and it concludes Sunday the 26th. They have a lot in there. Boy, I tell you, you better make sure you have plenty of energy to be able to enjoy all that it is planned. And it's a wonderful experience. You'll never forget it. So we want to say that the beat goes on here on IWDM Radio as tomorrow, that's Thursday, so it will be the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab that we're returning to its normal time. It'll start at 7 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Central and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast time right here on IWDM Radio with Khalila Akbar, our distinguished, esteemed co-host. She joins yours truly, Mark Shaheed, so please tune in. We're going to have a special Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, and we want you to be a participant. You'll be our invited guest. And the topic is in question form. What is marriage? And are you really married? Okay, so think about that. And so please, we'd like to get your input. What is marriage from your perspective? And we'll get Khalila Akbar insight and wisdom that she'll share. And most certainly, yours truly will share in that topic, what is marriage and are you really married? So tune in for that, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast time. Friday is Salat to Juma Day, Muslim worldwide. Those who are immobilized can't get out and about. You can come back to IWDM Radio with Imam Michael, a.k.a. Mikhail Sahir, out of Noor Islamic Center there in Indianapolis, Indiana. It begins Friday afternoon starting at 2 p.m. Eastern. It's 1 p.m. Central and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast time right here on IWDM Radio. Saturday, our latest production, but it's an outstanding production. It's called the Muslim Book Reading Club. That's right, the Muslim Book Reading Club. Outstanding production, a two-volume book on our honorable First Lady and mother of our community, Sister Clara Evans Muhammad, that was written and authored in all by Dr. Zakia Muhammad. And this is an outstanding a publication. Once you pick it up, you won't be able to put it down. We're concluding almost on the last book, the second book on Sister Clara Evans Muhammad, the mother of our nation. So I don't know if the conclusion will be this Saturday or the following Saturday, but please tune in. It's each and every Saturday. It begins at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's high noon, Central Standard Time and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. The longest running production on IWDM Radio is Words Make People. Sounds familiar? It was the theme of this past year, the time to be grateful, that was held in the Meadowlands in New Jersey, in which I was there. And, of course, this year, Time to Be Grateful will be held there in Miami, Florida, in December. So you want to tune in to Words Make People, and you can get it on IWDM Radio each and every Sunday with email Mikhail Sfaire. It begins at 1 p.m. Eastern. It's high noon Central, 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. The beginning of the week, my good brother and friend, Imam Nazim Pasha, he hosts an outstanding production called ABC, like 1, 2, 3, but it is, and it stands for Al-Islam-based conversation. A variety of topics are discussed from an Islamic perspective with Imam Nazim Pasha. He's back on his regular time. It starts at 6 p.m. Eastern, it's 5 p.m. Central, and 3 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. And Tuesday, the very distinguished esteemed Rashid Salam, who's also engineering and co-host of the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. He has his own outstanding production each and every Tuesday, along with instructor Abdul Shahid, looking to do more in 2024, the Science of Your Health and Wealth Learning Lab. That's right, the Science of Your Health and Wealth Learning Lab, where you will get information in terms of what optimal health is and how to be healthy financially. Oh, that should be very intriguing to listen in. You need to bring your pens and pad for this outstanding learning lab, the Science of Your Health and Wealth Learning Lab. It's each and every Tuesday. It's back at its regular time. It starts at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's 6 p.m. Central and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. And you just heard it tonight live here, the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, with Dr. Patricia Slaudine, who's been away from us for better than 2 months, and we anticipate her being back next week. Dr. Patricia Slaudine, Rashid Salam, and yours truly, Mark Shahid, for the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, as we teach about correct parenting from an Islamic perspective and how to reconstruct the destructive family life. That's each and every Wednesday, back to its regular time, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. And last but not least, you just heard it live, the MGM Roundtable. It follows the Parenting Family Reconstruction and Learning Lab, the Muslim Global Message Roundtable, where I'd like to bring and present to you very distinguished, esteemed guests inside of our community. That's the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad, also outside of our community, and looking to do more in 2024. Topics that are pertinent to us as a community is each and every Wednesday, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, is 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. And we want to say the call-in number to IWDM Radio is the same for all of these productions, 7 days a week here on IWDM Radio, 714-816-4673, 714-816-4673, and you always are invited guests, and you can always press 1. So we want to thank our radio listening audience for tuning in to the production, because without you, there wouldn't be an IWDM Radio. And we also want to thank Rashid Salam, a special thanks for him for the contributions he made as the engineer for these two productions tonight, and a very, very special thanks to our very distinguished, esteemed guest, the representatives of this year's 2024 New Medina Retreat, Imam Mikhail Uthar, and also not just Uthar, his wife, and Donna Ali, doing an outstanding job. They graced us with a lot of great information that we can let marinate in our mind. And if you're on the fence, get off the fence and say, yes, I'm going to be there. I'm going to find a way, I'll make a way to be at this 2024 New Medina Retreat and all. So we want to say, until next time, this salam is for you and yours. May God's peace be with you now and always. Assalamu alaikum. And entertainer extraordinaire, Wilmar Siddiqui, one of the entertainers at the New Medina Retreat.
Covered all over, wrapped in God's love, covered all over, a woman truly worthy of, covered all over, from head to toe, dressed by God above. Who could ask for anything more? I know sometimes things don't go right. No matter how hard you might try, seemingly you just can't win the fight. People talk about the way you dress, Lord knows they talk about you, but to the Muslim brother you are a flower in the early morning dew. Oh, covered all over, wrapped in God's love, covered all over, a woman truly worthy of, covered all over, dressed by God above. Who could ask for anything more? Out of all the women, you're the only one in place. Out of all the women in this whole wide world, you're the only one to bring a smile to the master's face. On the judgment day, I'm sure he'll say, into the garden my flower, I prepared it for you this day. You were strong, you held on tightly to me. Yes you did, yes you did. So I wrap you up in my words and wisdom, yeah, and made you a light for the whole of humanity, covered all over.